Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. Welcome to the only show on radio that matters. It's Think Realty Radio. Today, I'm excited to connect with my good friend and editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, Carol Ellis. We'll be talking about a bunch of things throughout today's show, one of which is the cover of Think Realty Magazine for November. That's George Koo. And we'll be talking about, in this segment specifically, the trade wars and its impact on real estate investors. So let's talk about that. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Abhi. I am so happy to be here.
Yay, me too. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, I am editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. We are the largest monthly print publication for real estate investors that you can find on the newsstand and in Barnes & Noble, as well as online. I'm pretty proud of that, so I like to say it every single time. I am the editor-in-chief of that publication, and that means that it's my job to do the interviews and assemble the content, and I work with our contributors and with our amazing production team to put everything together and just create a really actionable, educational publication that investors across the spectrum can use in their real estate businesses.
I love that. And there's so many resources that Think Realty has as well. I mean, it's funny, we're a radio show, we've got the magazine, you check out all the coaching videos online, you can really learn a lot. Like, it's an awesome trifecta of a platform, and it brings the print and the audio and the visual experience all into just one major objective, which is to help you become an awesome investor. So check it out, go to thinkrealty.com. And then you can, of course, go to thinkrealtyradio.com as well. So Carol, let's talk about the November issue of Think Realty Magazine, where the cover feature, the cover story, was George Koo. If you could maybe give us a little bit of background, I had the pleasure of interviewing him for Think Realty Radio as well, so we'll talk about that interview in a second. But give us a little background and about George, and then, of course, this tariff trade war and its impact on real estate investors here stateside.
Sure. So we were incredibly lucky to get George, particularly for our November issue, because we ran a special section in the November issue on policy and legislation, of course, in honor of our midterm, but specifically how it relates to real estate. This wasn't a thing full of political commentary. It was full of real estate relevant commentary. And George is very uniquely qualified to talk about that. He is the CEO and CIO of Clearmark Partners, LLC. They manage around $500 million in investments for high net worth. Actually, I think the proper term is ultra high net worth individuals. He is also an expert in machine learning, artificial intelligence, international relations, blockchain, you know, it runs the gamut. And so he had some really interesting things and interesting insights on how some of the very big international incidents or occurring, not international incident, but, you know, these global events, our U.S. economy and our real estate sector are all sort of working together to produce these, you know, unique opportunities and honestly some potential red flags for investors that they should watch.
Yeah.
So we're just, I was so happy to have him, and I really appreciated his time.
That's amazing. What are some of these? Well, let's talk about the red flags first. That just sounds like, you know, a nice headline topic that would get click-through rates like through the wazoo. What are some red flags that George was talking about based on your conversation?
So one of the really things that he talked about, and he actually started talking about this back in April. He's written several articles for the magazine starting back earlier this year, and we've also interviewed him a couple times prior to this cover feature. And one of the things that he started tracking back in April, well, he told me about it back in April. I think they had been tracking it a little longer than that, were the effects of various tariffs, not that have been implemented necessarily, but that have been at least put in place for implementation, the effects of those tariffs that the United States is talking about putting into place on international goods on regional U.S. economies.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, good. Because it got a little complicated, and honestly, he had to repeat this to me several times, so I want to make sure that I'm saying it right. So what George would do and what his analysts would do, his team, they would look at the tariffs. They would look at the congressional representatives who had voted for those tariffs or voted against those tariffs. And then they would examine the patterns of international bodies like other countries and those countries' policies and how those policies were affecting those regional representatives' areas that they represented. So basically, what George calls it, retaliatory tariffs. So basically, what was happening in several instances were that specific U.S. districts and regions were basically being set up for retaliation for either supporting or not supporting, depending on the country, those tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds a little bit complicated, but basically, then you could take that information, and if you're looking around as an individual investor who has a lot of flexibility and a lot of mobility, unlike an institutional investor, you can say, okay, well, you know, that's a market I might want to think twice about getting involved in, or that's a market that's about to, you know, experience some trouble, and I might want to get involved there long term because of the potential for growth. And he went so far in the magazine as to make some very specific predictions about what he thought would happen in both events, whether regardless of what happened in the midterms, what he thought individual investors should be looking for. And I was really interesting and exciting.
Can you give us maybe a sneak peek into what he said?
Yes, I can. I'll give you a sneak peek. So what he said for starters was, and this is a quote, "I think the coastal big cities will be largely unaffected, but the inland areas of the country will be affected directly by negotiations and could be vulnerable to changes in trade agreements." And that is a little bit paraphrased because I do want people to go read the magazine, and also I want to make sure that it's explained much better in a much longer quote.
Of course. So when we talk about inland cities, is the reference then to, say, more Midwest that could be impacted and potential opportunities there for investors to jump in? Or should investors stay away from these areas and maybe focus more on the coastal cities?
Well, and this is me talking now. This isn't
absolutely
part of the – so when he says inland, you're right. It's not like inland empire. He's talking inland United States. So he is talking in a lot of cases about the Midwest and places like that. But – sort of the nice thing is that an individual investor has a lot more flexibility because they're not dealing with some of the really big moving processes that a large multi-million-dollar fund would be dealing with. So, you know, you could look at, say you were concerned about, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest, and you're watching, you're saying, you know what, I think they're about to get hit with some of this stuff that they were talking, you know, that George is talking about. I think that local economy could take a hit. Well, if you're flipping there, you might want to consider not doing it. In my opinion, you might want to consider doing a little bit of flipping or expanding your timeline or looking for alternate strategies to either exit or cash flow those deals. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're thinking, oh, well, you know, if you're one of the investors who says, oh, you know, in the last downturn, I just should have bought everything I could get my hands on and I didn't. Well, you know, then it might be time to start looking for the same reasons, you know, because maybe that's the time.
That's fair. All right, we got to go to break, Carol. When we come back, let's talk more about your interview with George Koop. And I would say, you know, Think Realty Nation got questions for us. This is the time to ask. You know, we give you so much information. There's a lot of energy invested into radio. We want to make sure that you have the best, most up-to-date information. So check it out. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask us questions. We can answer them right here on the show for you. Best way to do that, thinkrealtyradio.com. Remember to pick up a copy of our Think Realty magazine at Barnes & Noble as well. It's always good to, you know, flip through good pages, read good content. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. ExxonMobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in ExxonMobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. ExxonMobil. Fueling Connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as ExxonMobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, we're back. Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today, good friend of mine, Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. Carol, welcome back. Now, let's keep talking about some of the changes that we're seeing in policy and legislation here as a result of the midterm. So we're seeing, I think there's an article, Think Realty Magazine, three real estate-related factors emerging in the midterm elections. Now, what are your thoughts? Can we talk about these three?
Sure, I think we can. This is a really hard issue in some ways because we really felt like it was really important to have some conversations that normally we might not necessarily want to have, even within our team or with other investors, just because as investors, we're all kind of on the same side, regardless of political aisle, mm-hmm. that we're, which side we're sitting on. But we felt like it was really important in this issue to really address head on, these are the practical ramifications, regardless of which party you claim or if you can't stand any of them, or, you know, regardless of how you feel about it, there are things that your vote or your decision not to vote affects. So we really sat down and we tried to break down and we some very clear issues. And of course, one of the biggest ones that affects probably the biggest portion of our readership is rent control. So that is where we started, with rent control repeals and various regulations happening across the country.
Gotcha. And they can read more about that?
Absolutely. So the two that we picked out to talk about specifically were Proposition 10 in California, mm-hmm. and Illinois' decision whether or not to repeal the rent control preemption that they currently have. And a lot of what we did was kind of break it down, because a lot of people, even though they know, like, oh, rent control, I think that's a great idea, it'll help with housing affordability, or they hear rent control and think, oh, it's a terrible idea, nobody's ever going to buy a rental in California again. You know, those are sort of gut reactions. So what we tried to do was really break down, here are the very practical ramifications. If this passes, this is what it means for you and your investments. If it fails, this is what it means for you and your investments. And we talked to a lot of people about it. We really tried to break down the ramifications. And obviously, at the end of the day, that's going to be a little bit a matter of opinion and preference. Because if you're an investor and you also think rent control is good, you are going to have a very different set of investment strategies than if you're an investor who thinks rent control is a terrible idea. And, you know, there are both of those philosophies in our sector. Or in our sector.
That is a really good point. I mean, and then as investors, we need to be aware of what's changing and what's not anyway. So make sure that you read about it in Think Realty Magazine. Super important that you pick yourself up a copy at Barnes & Noble. Again, it's just an incredible read, so make sure that you do that. Let's transition topic to Jamie Woolley. I had an opportunity to interview her a while ago, and you mentioned that she gave you an awesome idea for lead gen with a postcard, and every real estate investor is always looking for, like, that next level, that next generation of marketing tactic or tool or awesome toolkit that they can use to go out and grab deals. What did she tell you? What's the secret that you've been hiding from me?
Okay, so one thing that we have accomplished this year is that we've established relationships with some of our contributors, like Jamie, who is one of the highest volume female wholesalers in the country, and a lot of our other contributors who are longtime successful investors. And they are actually sharing their marketing materials. And I think you know that is huge. Like if somebody says, here, please learn from my real advertising copy that I am really generating leads from, and I don't care if you're my market or not, because this matters so much that you understand how to do it. So this month, Jamie did that. She gave us what she said is one of her most effective, longest lasting, so it's evergreen. It's not like it worked this month and next month it's not going to work. Postcards, and she gave us the text. She sent us the picture. I hope she doesn't get mad at me when she emails me. She said the picture's really so kind of ugly, but it worked. And then she broke it down. You know, we have, I'm counting them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. So there are 5 pieces in this thing that she explains exactly why it's there, why the colors are there, why the verbiage is the way it is, why she left things out that, you know, somebody might look at it and think, well, why didn't she include her website? Well, she'll tell you exactly why and what to do about that, in terms of what you do instead to get the response you want. And it's just really nice of her, really meaningful, and we're very excited to have that, you know, that little rectangular piece of paper, replicated in our magazine.
And that's in the November issue as well?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. I know for me as an investor, I'm always looking for that strategy, right? And it can be sometimes that can be really difficult to find because everybody's sending the same yellow letter template or whatever it might be. And you know what? Like I'm going to pick myself up a copy. You know what? I think I should. Don't I get this shipped to my house? I think that's what happens.
You do
I think
get
I
this just, shipped to your house.
Yeah. And so I'm going to read about it and in this issue that's coming up. And I can't wait to implement it. This is the small gold nugget sometimes that will really like transform the way that one can do good work and just find that deal. Are you finding, I mean, obviously we have a supply and demand issue right now, right? There's not a whole lot of supply and there's a whole lot of demand for houses. Is this, maybe on a scale of like 1 to Bruce Lee, how effective do you feel this specific postcard can be with a mailing campaign?
Well, this is one of the favorite things that I have ever had somebody tell me about lead gen. And it was a guy who's been using the same letter for 20 years, very successfully, I might add, verifiably so. And I said, this reads just like everybody else's letter. And he said, well, first of all, I'm very offended. It does not. And second of all, he said, the thing is, if it works, then you keep using it. He said, everybody wants to tell you direct mail, postcards, letters don't work. And he said, everybody wants to tell you that because they want you to stop sending them because they do work. And I, like I said, she's one of the biggest volume individual wholesalers in the country. So clearly, so far, the postcard is working.
That's awesome. So I'm totally copying this postcard, whatever it takes. I'm doing it. And then
that's why it's so generous of her. I mean,
cool.
She didn't say, direct mail doesn't work. She said, here's my postcard. And that means a lot.
That means that direct mail does work as long as you're consistent. And I think a lot of these things, especially as we're especially as new investors are getting into the game of investing, we have to understand, A, where deals are coming from. Sometimes they'll come from the MLS. Sometimes they'll come from wholesalers. And sometimes they will come from direct mailers. And that can be a letter. That can be a postcard. That can be a FedEx envelope with a book inside. It just depends. And I would say you find what works, stick with it, and that ultimately will yield success. You just have to do it over and over and over again, regardless of where the market is. And even if the market's hot right now, you know what? You just keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Absolutely.
You will continue to outshine everybody else. All right. So we got to go to break. Carol, what's the best way to reach you if we have questions or if we want to contribute to the magazine?
Well, you can use my email address. It is in the front of every magazine, and it is C-E-L-L-I-S, C-E-L-L-I-S at thinkrealty.com.
Awesome. So we got to go to break. Think Realty Nation. Check out some of the coaching videos that the amazing coaches at Think Realty have put together for you specifically. Go to thinkrealty.com, log in, and you'll have access to that if you have an investor level membership. So make sure that you check that out. I've done a couple of videos and I'm gearing up to do some more, especially for real estate agents and now multifamily. And it's always fun, when you have a fun group of people that come together, a very intelligent group of people that come together, experts and influencers in their industry, Clint Coons being one of the more recent, actually the newest coach for Think Realty, and he's talking about asset protection and things like this that you need in your business. So learn from the best. Go to thinkrealty.com. You want to click plan some of your favorite episodes of Think Realty Radio? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Super simple, super easy. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Golhar. We're back. You're locked in, you're dialed in, you're listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today and good friend Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, is on the air. We've been talking about some of the topics that are being talked about in the November, that were written about, actually, excuse me, in the November issue of Think Realty Magazine. And then I realized something. I mentioned that there were three real estate-related factors emerging in the midterm from the midterm elections. And you know what? We only talked about the first one, which was rent controls. And I don't know, I must have had a brain fart or something like that. And we totally skipped over the other two. So we're going to go back and talk about the other two. Carol, what are the other two factors?
Sure. So we did have two additional factors. And the second one was zero net energy new home construction. And that we had two markets in the spotlight for that, and those markets were Nevada and Arizona.
Gotcha. So, you know, immediately I think to myself, Arizona, okay, I live in Georgia. Arizona, I don't live there. Nevada, don't live there. So why should I care?
Right. So that is a fair question. And the reason it's important for investors to track a lot of this statewide stuff is because what happens in one state, whether it is successful and endorsed or whether it's just tanked and the guys who thought it was a great idea get, you know, voted out of office or gals. The reason that you want to watch that is because responses to these types of topics dictate what your state and your representatives are now thinking about. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in the case of zero net energy new home construction, California made a lot of headlines earlier this year because they passed legislation requiring all new residential construction to be zero net energy, which we can talk about what that means, by 2020. Well, California is known for being very aggressive on the, you know, in the area of, you know, conserving energy and protecting the environment, everything like that. So a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, whatever, it's California. But now that issue is moving. It's moving west. Now we're dealing with it in Nevada. You know, they're trying to decide how to address some of the mandated minimums for renewable energy. In Arizona, they are trying to figure out right now what they want to require out of their utilities in terms of renewable energy. And on what timeline? Why is that happening? Because California did it. And regardless of whether, you, again, set aside whether or not you think it's the best idea you've ever heard of or the worst idea you've ever heard of or you just don't care. Mm-hmm. Regardless of that, that's going to affect us in real estate because that's going to affect the cost of construction. It's going to potentially affect the cost of labor. It's going to affect what kind of things we can access,
Yes. All
sorts of things. It's certainly going to affect housing affordability. So that's why we look at this stuff, and that's why even though, you know, you and I are sitting in Atlanta, we're not really all that worried about this right now. We still need to watch because the response that those political leaders and policymakers now, first in California, now in Nevada and Arizona, get will determine to a degree how our political leaders and policymakers start thinking about what they'd like us to do when we're creating new developments and communities.
So jump into zero net energy for me for a second, and then we'll talk about the impact for real estate investors and the opportunity there.
Sure. So zero net energy, and if you're its friend, you can call it ZNE, is defined by the U.S. Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, and I am reading this now to make sure I get it right, as construction enabling a building when complete to produce enough renewable energy to meet its own annual energy consumption requirements. And, of course, if you have a zero energy building, which is a ZEB, then a lot of times you're eligible for subsidies or, you know, they'll do things to make it more attractive for you to build that kind of thing. Maybe you can install solar panels. There are lots of things like that that also accompany support of this legislation outside of where the legislation actually is enacted.
Mm. So if we look to, say, California, Nevada, and Arizona being kind of like, say, leading states in this. Well, California, of course, is the leading state. Nevada, Arizona, they're thinking about it. And like you said, we're sitting here in Georgia. This is significantly important for us because it can have an impact on, like you said, cost of construction, housing affordability. And if housing affordability decreases and the cost of construction increases, what type of environment does that leave investors, do you think, Carol?
Well, I think the good thing for investors is that they are the most innovative and creative and flexible professionals ever, anywhere. So the nice thing, in my opinion, for investors is if housing becomes so unaffordable that nobody can ever buy it ever again, which of course is an overstatement. But if that were to happen, what would happen if some investor would figure out some new way to make money creatively financing houses and start selling them? I think in some ways, it's not necessarily a bad thing for investors or even a good thing for investors, except insofar as you have to be aware of it so that you can be a couple steps ahead of it, whether it's just in terms of thinking about the cost of construction or thinking of ways to get federal grant money. You know, whatever it is that is happening, you need to be thinking about it long before it starts happening wherever you're investing. And you also need to be thinking about it in terms of maybe you should go start investing somewhere additional or instead of where you're investing now.
So that's a really good point, right? We talk about the difference between investing in primary markets versus investing, say, in secondary markets. So, for example, Atlanta is a primary market. We'll take a look at, say, Noonan, Georgia, which is more of a secondary market. Should we stay within the states, within our own state, for looking at, say, outside of investing? Or did you mean investing in totally different states, say, for us, adjacent states are Alabama and Tennessee and the Carolinas and Florida?
Well, I think you have to remember our readership in our magazine. We certainly have a lot of very active, very localized investors, but we also have a lot of very affluent investors who are reading this, who are constantly considering taking a portion of their portfolio and investing in a new strategy, thinking maybe they need to shift markets because if they're tracking cap rates, for example, you know, a lot of that is changing right now. You're going to have to start looking at new markets if cap rates are how you live and die. So I don't personally think that it's necessary to invest only locally, but I think a lot of our readership does. I think the bigger issue is more that you just need to be prepared and aware if you invest locally and if you are already thinking not internationally, but, you know, if you're thinking in more than one state, whether you're thinking multiple countries or multiple states, then you really need to be aware of this stuff because that probably affects you or something near you, even if you're not living there.
Gotcha. So if I'm living in California and I have to now adjust to the zero net energy stuff, legislation, I'm calling stuff because stuff is a good technical term to use every now and then. Obviously, affordability in California is super low, right? Like, it's really $1 million gets you 200 square feet. Well, maybe not really, but a little bit more, I'm sure. Where do I then find opportunity in California? At maybe deeply discounted property or just go outside the state of California altogether?
Well, I really think it depends a lot on what scale you're operating on and how long you've been there. If you are a new investor in California, you probably need to have some pretty creative bones in your body because it's going to be really hard to break into that. If you've been investing there for 20 years and you've got a network and you've got a fund and, you know, you're saying, well, Carol, the returns I get because I'm the only lady in town who can afford this are incredible. Well, absolutely. Stay in California. You know, but the other thing is, in that position, you probably didn't start thinking about this now. You've been thinking about it for years because you've been watching it already.
That's right. And that's where it pays to stay informed. Think Realty Nation, we've got to go to
that's
break.
Right.
My guest, Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine. We're connecting about a lot of the topics in the November issue of Think Realty Magazine. And we're going to talk about some very interesting markets as well. When we come back. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Have questions? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Fill out the form on the right side. Submit your question so we can answer it on air right here on Think Realty Radio. Be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to AOPBConnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at AOPBConnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. The last 10 minutes of the show where Carol and I pre-agreed to give you as much information as possible. Well, we've been kind of doing that all show anyway. We've agreed to just talk twice as fast, so we give you more information at twice the speed. That being said, welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show. We did want to touch base on the third factor, the third real estate-related factor emerging in the midterm elections, which is the tariffs. But we kind of brushed on that a little bit, so I'm going to ask everybody to pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble, and we can talk more about that. Well, you can read more about that in the magazine, so make sure you pick yourself up a copy. Let's get to some market studies here, Carol. I think we were talking about Grand Rapids during the break. Grand Rapids, state of Michigan, my home state. I love Grand Rapids. What's going on in Grand Rapids?
So we did something interesting with Grand Rapids because a lot of people have been talking about Grand Rapids lately. It's been getting a lot of top 10 listing praise. You know, the top 10 lists, you see them in USA Today, you see them in Wallet Hub, you see them all over the place, and I love them. You know, they rank hottest zip code, number one market for job growth, best mid-size market for home buyers, best mid-size market for first-time home. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So Grand Rapids has a slew of these things right now, and investors have been talking about Grand Rapids for several years in very positive tones. So what we decided to do was sort of take these titles. We took three of them and break down what those titles actually meant for an investor, because they're super fun to read, but, you know, everybody loves a good list, but they aren't necessarily on the face of them enough to make an investing decision. So we kind of broke down the data behind those lists in light of Grand Rapids in particular.
Nice. I want to know more about this. So I need to like pick up myself. I like I said earlier, I'm getting this shipped to my house, so I can't wait to read it. What are some opportunities that I should be looking for as an investor in Grand Rapids? What are some of these factors that, you know, lead me to believe that, hey, I should be taking a look at this city to invest in?
Okay, so the first one that we picked apart was their what I felt like was one of their most attractive for investors, number one titles. Headlight Data gave them the title number one market for job growth, and they based that on economic and workforce development. Well, you know, every educator, every investor out there will tell you that one of the things you better look for if you're thinking of moving into a market is that there's some job growth, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't mean you shouldn't buy there if there's not, but you probably need to have a pretty clear strategy for what you're going to be doing. So we picked that apart a little bit, and we went a little bit deeper. We looked at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We talked to Yardi Matrix and picked apart the employment base. And we also even identified one of their main employers, which is Spectrum Health, which contributes a lot to local job growth. And we even tracked their growth a little bit. Recently, that company put $1 billion into a cancer pavilion that has one of the premier hospitals for oncology in the country. So we sort of picked all that out to say, okay, you know, here's what Headlight Data said. They based it on a couple very key metrics. We went through, tried to pull our own metrics, and, you know, yeah, no kidding. They, you know, they were right. But it's sort of, the idea was sort of to help people look at it and say, oh, well, that might be a good market for turnkey rentals, or that might be a good market because I want to flip. Or, you know, maybe it's right for multifamily, just to sort of give investors a little bit better idea when they read a title like that,
mm-hmm.
what they should be looking for behind it.
Gotcha. I know, is Grand Rapids also the city that has the Medical Mile, if I'm not mistaken?
I will confess that I do not know.
Okay. Maybe it's Grand Rapids, maybe it's, I cannot remember for the life of me. I will figure that out, and then at some point in time, I'll do a little show about it. But I do feel like the Medical Mile,
it is.
Okay, awesome. So it's like a stretch. It's a one-mile stretch of medical offices and educational centers and all of these things. And it's also what's driving some of that growth. And it's incredible there. I think the local university has started now buying up just tracts of land and city blocks and redeveloping that for its own use, and it's incredible. It's Grand Valley State University. I think that's also starting to build a lot of student housing in the area. So, Grand Rapids, man, oh man, it's turning around. I'd like to see Michigan up in talked about a lot. That's nice to hear. What about Niagara Falls? You mentioned Niagara Falls is interesting.
Okay, so this was really neat. One of our contributors, her name is Daniela Andrievska, and Daniela, wherever you are, I apologize if I didn't say your last name quite right, but she is a director of content at MeshVisor, which is a real estate analytics tool designed to help investors look for data for, like, short and long-term rentals. So Daniela has this really neat job because what she spends a lot of her day doing is digging around in all that data and doing case studies. She answers questions. I ask her stuff all the time. She just has really great insights about how short and long-term rentals perform. And so what she did was she took Niagara Falls, New York, and she said, here's the thing. Doesn't matter why you want to invest in Niagara Falls, New York. She said, there are all sorts of people, all sorts of places all over the world, and they just want to buy a short-term Airbnb rental where they live or where they wish they lived. So she basically made a case for Niagara Falls, New York, basically saying, here are the things that we say that you should look at. Is there short-term cap rate? I'm not going to say all of them, don't worry. But is there short-term cap rate? Are there attraction points? How do you look at the local legislation? How can I evaluate the actual real-life availability of deals? And then what are my strategic options? And she breaks all that down for Niagara Falls, which isn't necessarily the first place you think of when you're like, oh, I got to go buy some rental property, but except that apparently it is. And she breaks it all down for you and then says, you know, here are the things that you should consider and the situation in which it would make sense for you as an investor to possibly purchase long or short term there. It's just really interesting. And they don't sell those opportunities, so it really is just a case study. It's really neat.
Interesting. I'm going to have to take a look at Niagara Falls, New York. I'm a huge fan of these off-the-cuff kind of cities and areas because it really promotes lateral thinking. As a real estate investor, instead of only looking at, like, say, a Detroit or a Philadelphia or an Atlanta, not that these aren't great cities to invest in, but these market studies that are published in Think Realty magazine just offer that little level of perspective, like, hey, you may want to take a look at off the beaten path Grand Rapids, Michigan, because there are great things happening there, or the same thing with Niagara Falls in New York. Would never have thought, like, looking at these markets would actually be beneficial. But you know what? I was wrong. That's awesome. So I know we have to close out the show, and I'm petitioning to make Think Realty Radio a 3-hour show every day, just kind of burn out my voice for everybody on a daily basis. But I know that you have some news to share with us. So help me learn more. What's going on in your life, Carol?
So my news is that my last day as editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, I'm going to try not to cry here, will be November 10th. Really, the only thing that could have ever – I love the magazine. I have been so honored to be in this position, and it has been such a delight. The only thing that could really persuade me to do that is something that's really wonderful. My company, you have known my husband, Brian, and I for years, and our society, Self-Directed Investor, SDI Society, is really at a point where we're at a real turning point. We're prepared to, you know, experience some really wonderful growth, and I can't facilitate that growth and continue to serve as editor full-time with the magazine. So, I'm looking forward to continuing to contribute content. I'm actually working with our January cover feature right now, and that is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
But as of November 10th, I will no longer be editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine.
You know, I wish I had, like, a button bar that had, like, an aww kind of thing on it. That would have been, like, perfect.
You can just do it.
Yeah, I think I just kind of did it. And for me, it's always fun connecting with you. It's been so much fun working with you as well. I'm excited to see what you do next and all the accomplishments that you're set out to do. So thank you so much for doing everything that you've always done for Think Realty Magazine and helping it to be the best magazine that it can be. And now I'm excited to see where you end up. So thanks so much. You're incredible.
Thank you. Incredible.
That ends the show. Carol, thanks so much again for joining me. Always a pleasure. Always, always a pleasure. Think Realty Nation, we got to go. But until tomorrow, you know where to go. ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Ask us questions. Ask me questions. And I promise in my own weird, quirky way, I'll get you an answer. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at ThinkRealtyRadio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.